love Unofficial Mills.
This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
Hey, do you know what it's time for? It's time for some more from the autobiography that we call 24 Years at the Tap End, The Life of My Friend Chris. All right. Okay, where are we at?
I thought we'd go to my 13th year at the Tap End, if you're keen.
I'm keen, but do you know what?
What?
I'm also Roddo.
Right, should we go?
Always Roddo.
Yeah.
And I'm ready as well.
Well, that's good then.
Year 7 had seen the transformation of me from primary school to high school, and significant changes were beginning to take place.
Oh, yeah.
Both physically and mentally. Generally, everything was going as the textbooks predicted, and I was largely happy with the changes.
What textbooks were they?
Oh, you know, the ones you start learning about in Year 6.
Oh, yeah.
It was this kind of time at school where some people were racing ahead in their evolution. Our Year 8 lads were a complete cross-section of human development, with a few six-foot giants and a few who could have easily passed for a nine-year-old. It's that sort of that time where it really is weird with your mates. Some of them look really old, some of them look really young.
Yeah.
I was learning lots of new stuff at this age. I was like a sponge, working out what stuff I was good at and what stuff I was not so good at. Maths and chemistry wasn't my thing.
Me neither.
But I realised I was quite good at badminton.
No, I wasn't.
I was also quite interested and good at English, history and bizarrely French. Our French teacher was a very passionate lady. And throughout my time at school...
Whoa. What do you mean?
I just mean she was sort of passionate about the subject and passionate about the language.
Was it your French teacher, not your mum?
No, we really can't get this confused. My mum is a French teacher, but not my French teacher.
Oh, okay. I thought she was your French teacher at school. When you said the other week that your mum taught you French.
Yeah. So let's make that very clear now.
Okay, calling good.
And then you would have called your
mum. I did think my mum is a very passionate lady.
Yeah. No, that's
quite a weird thing.
No, but that's not what I'm saying at all.
I don't feel comfortable with that.
That's not the situation.
All right. Yeah, I think you've made that quite clear now. Move on.
And throughout my time at school, she would step in to save me from various different situations. She was firm but fair, and with hindsight, I have a lot of respect for her. She loved the French language and taught all her lessons in French. It was weird at first, but it was her gimmick.
What, so a French teacher, surprisingly, teaches all of her lessons in French?
Yes.
That's not really a gimmick.
Does that happen at every school?
Well, it is. Do you know what? It is, because a lot of teachers who teach modern languages do it in English until they actually get to the French bit, but you learn a lot better if you walk into the room and it's... Because my French teacher spoke English, but my German teacher, the minute you walk through the door, whatever he was saying, yeah, he just only spoke German.
Which is quite funny when they're telling you off.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because if that's their rule, that they're going to do French, and it's hard, it's like, when they want to have a go at you, and they're doing it in French, you don't understand what they're saying. But it's just quite funny.
Can you remember any of the telling off in French?
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. It was probably like, Entschuldigung, or something like that. And
German.
Yep, that's German, so that's wrong.
My German teacher just used to shout, Hände hoch, bitte, all the time. She's like, put your hand up.
For Detroit.
Whatever we say in the foreign language, are you going to think of a musical reference?
I'll try.
We would have vocab tests every week, and she was on the ball, unlike the German teacher. There would be no cheating. There would be random spot checks, and if you hadn't learnt your vocab, she would go ape on you. But she didn't just lead with the stick. There was a nice juicy carrot.
So she had a stick?
No. There was no... It's a turn of phrase.
And when she went ape, did she actually go singe?
What does that mean?
Monkey.
No, I just mean she just sort of went, like, off.
Right.
Wild. In a sort of, like, telling off.
No,
she didn't do that at all.
Did she, like, bend over and have her arms, like, scraping the floor?
No. Right, I'll reword that.
Yeah, I think you need to for the book. People won't get it.
The trip had been planned and deposits paid for and was happening this week. The Year 8 school trip to Boulogne. A one-day bender by Year 8 standards.
Year 8s don't go on benders, do they?
I couldn't think of another word for it. An excursion, but it didn't seem to do it justice.
Like, also, I've not been funny. I've been to Boulogne. I don't think a bender is possible there.
Bish, bash, bosh to the bender in Boulogne.
We were going across the channel to a French town called Boulogne. It was set to be a long day. I had arranged to sit next to Robert Mayo on the coach, as he had a small handheld TV. For no reason, this was confiscated within half an hour of us setting off. A poor decision from the teachers, who were employing a no-fun policy on the journey. They also didn't like us singing. But we got to Dover, eventually, and boarded the ferry. This was really exciting. We were told not to move from the food deck, but as soon as we were released from the coach, we scattered. Most people headed to buy food, just because they could, really. Wanting to take in the culture of the event, I ventured out onto the deck to take in some sea air. But I was found by a teacher and given a proper dressing down.
So they didn't like you going anywhere, did they?
No, they just wanted to try and keep control of the situation.
Yeah, fair enough.
And we wanted the opposite.
Yeah.
I didn't let it get me down, though, and as we were loaded back into the coach on the other end, I was excited about the trip ahead. We were driven to a French hypermarché, where we were instructed to look around and practice our French. I smashed it, asking a random French, où est la toilette? He answered in English, but all the same, it had been my first European conversation.
Kind of. Kind of half.
Out on my own there,
yeah.
In the wild.
Of the hypermarché.
I enjoyed the freedom of the hypermarché, but due to a lack of funds, couldn't really bulk buy stuff to bring back to England. We were loaded back into the coach as we headed towards the headline act of the day, Boulogne Town Centre. Now this was France. French flags were flying everywhere, and the town centre looked pleasant. We were instructed to not stray from the main road, but use the opportunity to explore some of the stalls selling stuff, and maybe go to a cafe for a croissant. We had a couple of hours to do what we wanted within reason. It wasn't long until we had the lay of the land, and I noticed that all the lads were gathered around one particular stall, which seemed to be doing good business. I walked over to find a guy selling stuff out of a suitcase. He had mini statues and Boulogne snow globes, but he was doing a roaring trade on nudie pens.
Oh, I like them.
He had a whole range. These were the pens where when you turn them upside down, the ladies' clothes fall off. Yeah. It's clever stuff. You know the ones I mean?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
So if they... I don't know how they work. It's like ink or something, and then you turn it upside down and...
Whoop, off.
And then you dress her again by turning it back. You know, back down, and then... Hours of fun. The teachers were nowhere to be seen, and pretty much all the lads were buying them. It was the highlight of the trip, and the next 2 hours were great with the pens. One of the lads even...
2 hours?
Yeah, it was great fun. One of the lads had even managed to get hold of some nude playing cards. Everyone was having a great time. Boulogne was great. It was a shame to have to leave, but all good things must come to an end.
I like it, you really got into the kind of culture of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, we did the shopping and...
From a man with a suitcase.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but, I mean, we had to order in French, which is what the French teacher wanted.
How do you say nudie playing cards?
Don't know, actually. Can't remember.
You must have done it to be able to get them, or did you just use hand gestures?
Yeah, hand gestures. Like that.
Yeah.
That, please. That, s'il vous plaît.
We were loaded onto the coach for the journey home. At Calais, a policeman boarded the coach. I assume he was from customs, and asked all of us if we were taking anything into the country we shouldn't. The coach went quiet, and then Robert Williams piped up, holding up his nudie pen. Oh. Our teacher was livid and shouted at him hard. She then turned to everyone else on the coach and asked if anyone else was carrying the pens. Nearly everyone held their nudie pen up in the air. And after the shouting was finished, we were instructed to hand over our pens.
Rubbish.
It was a bad result.
Robert Williams, what an idiot.
I'm really annoyed at him because he ruined it for everyone.
Are you not allowed to bring nude pens?
No, I checked this that night. You are.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, that's a ridiculous rule. You should be able to take nude pens anywhere.
It was a bad result, and our teacher was in an awful mood the whole way home. It had been a good school trip, though, and although I came back with no presents for the family...
Give them the nudie pens?
No, the nudie pens.
Here you are, Mum.
Sorry, Mum, it got confiscated at customs. No. But I did have you lush brunette.
No, the nudie pen wasn't for the family. What I mean is, it was such...
Speak to Madame What's-Her-Face, she's got 42.
It was such a short trip that I didn't think it merited getting presents for the family.
Right. You needed to explain that.
You know, whenever you go on a school trip or a holiday, you feel the need to bring back presents for the family.
Yeah.
Mm. Even if it's just something small.
Yeah.
I didn't feel one day in Boulogne merited that.
No, not even a Boulogne snow globe.
No. I came back with a greater understanding of the French culture and some good memories.
How?
I look forward to going back to Boulogne one day again.
Exactly how did you experience the French culture?
Well, I went to the hypermarché, I spoke some French, and I bought a nudie pen from a stall in Boulogne. This is BBC.